I want to talk a little bit about the potential of asset mapping. What comes after? Why is asset mapping important? So I talked earlier about the example in Lawrence and doing the asset mapping around food and issues of food security and insecurity and prioritizing which projects and programs to start with first and sourcing information from various stakeholders across the community to inform that decision. So we didn't want to fly blind and just make a decision and say, yeah, let's go all in on this farmer's market without knowing who had what to bring in terms of resources. Let's make sense of what we've got and then make a decision that brings those resources to bear in the most strategic way, given we've got limited time, limited talent, limited resources, that those are finite in our abilities, given the limits mostly of money at that time. And so the potential of this. So imagine that we bring these folks around the table, people from various institutions, different city blocks, different streets, different organizations across the community. So you've got residents, you've got young people, you've got municipal leaders, you've got business owners, you've got people who come into the city each day to work and maybe they live elsewhere. You've got parents of young children, family members, all these folks coming together around the table to brainstorm around food and around issues and opportunities and needs and trends and making sense of that. So in Lawrence, when we were doing that work, when folks were coming around the table and saying, well, here's what I'm doing that relates to food. Here's what I'd like to be doing. And comparing notes and gut checking the trends that we were seeing, things that people were thinking about, things that were top of mind as important and as potential opportunities. And when you do that kind of an exercise, you're modeling, practicing, redefining perhaps in many cases, civic engagement, what it means to participate as a citizen in your community, that you are weighing in, offering input, bringing something to the table, something to share, and that you want to combine those things, those assets you have, with others to create something larger than ourselves. So we're a sum of parts, a sum of people, a sum of assets, a sum of things, a sum of places. And so that exercise, that act of coming together, weighing in, sharing ideas, sharing information, not guarding your own little single penny. I like to talk about if I've got a shiny penny and you've got a shiny penny, we've each got one, but we put them together and now we've got two. And add in another person with their penny and we've got three. And all of a sudden you've gathered up a resource that you didn't have before when you were just by yourself. So left hands talking to right hands. Imagine, not just in that moment around the table or around those sets of meetings or group discussions, imagine playing that kind of action out multiple times over multiple years. Imagine the relationships that form. You start to know about someone else's family, about their vocation, about something that's important to them personally. You might learn about their church and their faith. You might learn about how they came to this community and their journey along the way. So people build one-on-one relationships, familial relationships. They build something that becomes tangible, both tangible and intangible. But those relationships are what really knit together a community. That's the fabric of a community. And over time, I would assert, and I have seen, that this builds resilience. This builds community-wide interconnectedness that in many places isn't present in a way that feels good or identifiable, but it relates to community pride. It relates to an individual or a family sense that they can make a difference in their community. That if there's something that they see on their neighborhood block that they don't like, that they can come together with others and have the power to change that. That's an incredibly powerful thing, and I don't want to overstate it, but at the same time, these acts of coming together and normalizing what it means to come together and engage and vision together and action plan together builds resilience so that in those cases where, say, a natural disaster comes, there's a flood or there's a major fire or something, you know someone's phone number. You can call and check in on them. Or you can go by their house and make sure they're okay. Or you know who in the community has extra beds in an emergency so that you could pick up the phone and make sure that someone who lost their house in a fire last night has a safe place to stay. That interconnectedness comes from asset mapping, from getting to know what all the various resources are in a community, whether advertised or not. Many things are word of mouth. But if you don't have an act of coming together deliberately, it's really hard to know that and to be able to share that information in a way that people can access it and utilize those opportunities for themselves and for fellow community members.